summertime blues. Now, there's a great summer song, Eddie Cochran, Summertime Blues. Larry Mueller here. Great to have you along on the Ideas Network today. We have a whole list of songs that are perfect for summer listening. And the guy who put that list together is with us. Welcome back to Tom Wilmoth, author of the book Sound Bites, A Lifetime of Listening. And you can also hear him on his podcast. The podcast is called The Vinyl Approach. So as we talk with Tom today, what songs remind you of summer? Love to hear about them. You can call in at 800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. Tom Wilmoth, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for being great to be here, Larry. Thanks for having me back.
What kind of song makes a good summer song?
Well, I think that it needs to be, there are exceptions, of course, but I think it needs to be a little bit light in nature, melodic, up-tempo. And I think that opening one that you played, Summertime Blues, yeah, it's about a guy that wishes he weren't working, but it is. It's kind of funny, up-tempo, and that's a really of a, I'd call that an evergreen song because it was later a big hit by the band Blue Cheer, and then, of course, The Who did it so well on their Live at Leeds album. But Eddie Cochran is the guy who wrote it and has the first hit with it. It kind of keeps coming back. I think Alan Jackson also had a hit with that on the countryside.
Do you, when it comes to summer songs, do you have a favorite song or maybe singer?
As far as a favorite song, I usually say no on that kind of stuff, but I would say that there's a song from way back in junior high by Chad and Jeremy called A Summer Song, and it's a wistful tune, and that one, and it's after summer is over, and the duo is, the lyrics are thinking back to what had happened during the summer, but as far as summer tunes go, Chad and Jeremy's Summer Song is probably tops the list.
I think Dick Clark from American Bandstand said that was one of the best songs ever, prettiest songs ever written. Let's hear a bit of that.
Trees swaying in the summer breeze, showing off their silver leaves as we walked by. Soft kisses on a summer's day, laughing all our cares away, just you and I.
Oh man, that is a pretty song, isn't it?
That's lovely, lovely.
I looked at your list, we were going through the list, and I was thinking, you know, I could probably approximate the vocal part to every one of these songs. I love them all. And thinking about it, the 50s and the 60s seem to have a lot of summer-related hits, like one by the Jamies, Summertime, if I'm not mistaken. Got that one, Tyler? Oh man, you know, that just, I got a little goosebumps listening to that one.
That's kind of a seasonal tune. It's almost like every summer that gets drug out on a lot of stations. It's kind of like a Christmas tune, except for summer. One hit band, the Jamies, and that tune is just, there's nothing else quite like it. It has beautiful harmonies on it as well, like Chad and Jeremy, but it's fast, it's upbeat, and it's just, it pops. That is a true summer song. They had the one hit, whereas you've got another band that's just absolutely associated with summer, the Beach Boys. It seemed like a lot of their early catalog had to do with summer songs.
Yeah, I think we've got a Beach Boys song. Tyler's probably got that ready.
Oh, no.
man, that's the Beach Boys for sure. What was that? It was All Summer Long and Warmth of the Sun or something like that, that song?
Right, that All Summer Long, it was what we heard there. And that one really, again, it sums up what I was talking about earlier as far as the upbeat and the sound of summer as far as the water and relationships and everything just goes into that. And I didn't really mean for it to, but all three of those really are heavy on harmony. Maybe that's part of it as well. And this all predates Simon and Garfunkel and some of the well-known harmony acts of just a few years later.
Yeah. Thinking about the sun, how about this one by the Beatles? You know what? We've got Warmth of the Sun. You mentioned that, and we've got it. Let's put it up. Beautiful, isn't it?
It is. I like that one because it shows how the Beach Boys can deal with a slow tempo and the vocals. You can't hide behind that slow of a song, and they really deal with it on the vocals and everything else. And that's a fine summer song. You mentioned "I'll Follow the Sun," the Beatles. It's not really a summer song, but again, it's about the sun, and that's what summertime's all about.
Let's hear that one.
One day you'll look to see I've gone, for tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. Someday you'll know I was the one, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun.
Oh, boy. That's another pretty song.
It is, and of course, John and Paul on the harmony vocal, and then Paul steps up for the individual lines. But that's great stuff. It's a lesser known Beatles song from Beatles 65, but boy, that's a beaut.
Tom Wilmoth, our guest today, talking about summer songs with him. Questions are maybe your own idea about a summer song. You can call in. The number is 1-800-642-1234. Email to ideas@wpr.org. If you've got an idea about a song that maybe we haven't played yet or one that you want to ask about, please feel free to join in. Abby emailed almost all her favorite songs are by the Beach Boys. Beach Boys songs at Surfing USA, Fun, 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 Good Vibrations. All great songs. And Mac in Dunn County emailed and says, this is not too original, but he's throwing in the Lovin' Spoonful's Summer in the City as a memorably joyous summer song.
Absolutely. That's a perennial also that we talked about, or that shows up later on the list. But absolutely, Summer in the City. And as I look at this list, it's an endless list. There are a couple on here. I showed it to my son, and he said, yeah, well, you left out Sly and the Family Stone. I said, okay, that's right. So it's the kind of list that just go. It's a parlor game as far as it goes on and on. And that's a good thing. There are so many fun, quality songs that deal with this season. I think it's great.
Well, we've got the next song on your list is by the Tempos. See You in September.
That's another wistful one.
Yeah. As you say, kind of wistful.
Absolutely. And you know, I was sitting in a Boy Scouts summer camp when I put this list together, and it's actually, I was thinking of the Tremolos version that shows up as a remake in the 60s, That's the original, really almost dour version of it. But then it would become a hit again. That same tune would become a hit in the 60s. See You in September. And again, a little peppier version. But again, same tune, same idea as far as, we're going to be parted for the summer. And, you know, please don't fall in love while away from each other.
Tom and Cable has something for us. Let's go to Tom. Hi, Tom.
How you doing?
Good. Appreciate the call.
Hi. I've got a couple of suggestions. Don't know if they're on Tom's list or not, but I thought I'd throw it out there for you. One is the Love and Spoonful, Summer in the City, obvious, you know, tune. And then the second one is not as well known, I don't think. It's by the Cowsills, a band called the Cowsills, and it's called Indian Lake. And I'll hang up and listen to you guys.
Yeah, man, that goes back a ways, the Cowsills.
Cowsills, everybody was looking down their nose at the Cowsills, but they had some hits, The Rain, The Park, and other things. And they, oddly enough, they had a hit with the song Hair. Indian Lake, I'll admit I'd forgotten about that. But yeah, the Cowsills had some hits. They were kind of an answer to the Osmonds, or it was during that era when the family groups were going, and the Osmonds were a true group. I believe Karen Osmond still tours.
Wow.
But they were out there, and they made some real chart success.
Oh, man. And there it is. Oh, man. Yeah. That's one I haven't heard in a long, long time.
Might be a reason for that. Sorry.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, the crooners weighed in with a few summer-related hits. Nat King Cole had one, if I'm not mistaken.
Lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Dust off the sun and moon and sing a song of cheer.
Oh, there we go.
Absolutely great. Upbeat. And again, I you're right. He's so known for the crooner as far as tunes like Nature Boy. But you give him anything and he can sing it. And there he's got that upbeat thing. And it's no wonder that Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra and all the true singers really admired Nat King Cole. He could sing anything.
And we got a classic from Old Blue Eyes as well.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind.
Oh, man. Did you ever get to see Sinatra, Tom?
I did not. I grew up in Des Moines. I know he played Des Moines a couple of times later in his run, and I'm sure he played the huge KR&T Theater at one point, but I did not ever get to see him. One of the things I admire about that tune is he's not afraid of a slow tempo.
Yeah.
Again, he can make that. He can just take it way down and still make it work. And a lot of singers are kind of afraid of that slower tempo. But that's great. Absolutely.
Well, let's take a quick break here as we listen to Old Blue Eyes. Tyler Ditter is our engineer doing some yeoman work today. Jill Nadeau, our producer. I'm Larry Mueller with Tom Wilmoth. You're listening to the Ideas Network.
The autumn wind and the winter wind. They have come and gone, and still the days, those lonely days.
Mm-hmm.
Theme from A Summer Place, huh?
It's that's a movie from 1961, and I don't know why that song instrumental evokes such strong memories of summer, but it sure does. I think it's another seasonal tune, like some summertime. It would just always got played every summer. Yeah. And the movie's out there, and I've been told, I mean, it was a big hit, a beach summer movie, it's not around much anymore. It predates in that era and all that, but Theme from A Summer Play, and Percy Faith just knocking it dead with that very, you know, the other thing about summer songs you would ask about, I think another attribute needs to be, it has to be an earworm. You just can't, you hear it and it just won't go away. And that is, that certainly fits the bill.
Yeah, it does indeed. Well, let's take a call here. Sharna and Viola, thank you for calling.
Oh, hi. Hello.
Hi, what's, you got a favorite?
Well, one of my favorites is Mother Nature's Son. Beatles?
Mother Nature's Son by the Beatles. I don't know if Tyler can pull that up right away, but he might be able to do it. Yeah, here it is. What do you think, Tom?
It doesn't jump out to me as a summer song. You got the line, "Lie me in a field of grass," and but you know, I have no problem ever hearing anything off the White Album. So that's no. To be honest, that doesn't jump to me as a summer song. But you know, different people equate songs with different things, and that.
Well,
songwriter,
kind of a lazy laziness to it a little bit. That may be why Sharna liked it so well and as a summer song. Thanks for that, Sharna. Well, let's get Julie and Livingston on board here. What have you got for us today, Julie?
Every summer I wait for In the Summertime by Mungo Jerry. I just love the upbeat tempo.
We can pull that one up in a bit, but comment on that, Tom.
Again, that's another one that I would say absolutely. I didn't think of it in time to put on my list, and she's 100% right. It absolutely is a perennial Mungo Jerry in the summertime. It's, it's part of the season. It's mandatory summer listening, no doubt about it. And again, I think Mungo Jerry was another one-hit guy, but like several of these summer things are, but that's fine. Made his mark and moved on. But yeah, Mungo Jerry's In the Summertime, perfect summer music.
We might be able to pull that up at some point here along the way. But let's turn to Dennis in Two Rivers. Dennis, what's on your mind?
Hi. Well, I remember quite a few times hearing Brian Hyland crying about having to leave a girl in summer and not being together until September. Then he meets this girl in a teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini.
Tom?
That, you know, I have Brian Hyland's Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini, and I had that on the list, and I thought, yeah, is this safe? Is this correct? You don't hear it anymore. But all it talks about is a young woman having this new bikini, and she's a little too modest to come out on the beach and actually show that she has a bikini. And it's a very catchy tune. It's kind of drifted away from playlists, but yeah, a very upbeat thing. And yes, to the caller, that shows up on my list, and it's definitely a beach song, a summer song every step of the way.
Well, and you said, you mentioned drifted away, and here's the Drifters. The Drifters had a lot of hits.
Yes.
But are they best known for this one? I think Under the Boardwalk, and I believe, yeah, here it is.
The sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof. And your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah. On a blanket with my baby's where I
Yeah. I love the lyrics in that.
Yeah, it just very visual. And I believe, and I may have this inverted, I believe that was written as a response to Up on the Roof, the Carole King, Jerry Goffin song. Up on the Roof, Under the Boardwalk. Again, it was kind of an answer song, kind of flipped the switch on that. But both are fine tunes.
And I think Tyler's got Mungo Jerry up for us.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find.
There we go. Another one of those toe tappers.
Absolutely. Like we said a minute ago, that's just, you have to have that one show up at least a few times during the summer. It's a fun song.
You know, we talked about the Beach Boys earlier, but some of the other surf groups had summer hits as well. Let's listen to this next one from, I think, Jan and Dean. Oh, tell us about that song.
Larry, you talk about lyrics a second ago. He's singing about buying a 1934 car. That's wow. Okay, I guess that's Dayton area. Now you'd pay a lot for that, I guess, if it were in primo shape. But that is like he's getting an old junker, and it's a 34 station wagon. Jan and Dean so associated with the Beach Boys, and they were friends, and I think Brian Wilson even took some heat from his band for having Jan and Dean or one of them on, you know, singing high harmony on one of their records, at least. My friend Brian Kardhauser would know that in an instant. But we have Jan and Dean there with Surf City. And yeah, they had several hits, Sidewalk Surfing and Dead Man's Curve and Little Old Lady from Pasadena. And then a terrible car accident put Jan out of commission for forever.
Yeah.
But again, a boatload of hits for Jan and Dean and very associated with the Beach Boys.
Let's take another call. Ken in Toma, we'll go to you now. Hi, Ken.
Hey. When you said you started to listen at Boy Scout camp, it took me back to mine. And it also has the earworm of, hello, mother. Hello, father. Here I am. Can't get you gloomy. And I did just recently heard it like a couple, three times. Once it was on Cirrus, but a couple times on some other broadcast stations.
So novelty songs.
I don't know how I could have left that off the list, especially sitting in a 90-degree tent. But yeah, that's absolutely right. Alan Sherman, just a great comic, a very inventive comic, conceptual in many ways, but his huge hit single was Hello Mudda, Hello Father, and it was all over the radio for a while in the very early 60s.
Yeah, here it is.
With Joe Spivey, he developed Poison Ivy. You remember Leonard Skinner. He got ptomaine poisoning last night after dinner.
Oh, boy. Well, you got to like that one. Ken, thanks for calling. It was fun to hear that one again. I hadn't heard that one in a long time either. But I think I could, again, I think I could sing right along with most of these songs. I know all the lyrics are at least close to most of the lyrics. Warren in Whitewater, we'll go to you.
Hi there. I remember a song back then by the Spanky and the Gang called Lazy Day. All this reminded me of summer and kind of, you know, early fall. And it's a beautiful song. And I was just wondering if you guys had that there.
We may have it, but talk about it a bit, Tom. You're familiar with it?
Lazy Day, Spanky and our gang. And they had a couple of hits, but yeah, beautiful. And again, we're back to harmony. And Spanky McFarland was actually later asked to join the Mamas and the Papas when that band started to kind of collapse with different members leaving. But Spanky McFarland could really sing, and they had a hit, Like to Get to Know You, and a controversial tune for the day called Give a Damn. But Sunday Will Never Be the Same breaks my heart every time I hear it. But yeah, Spanky and our gang had a hit with Lazy Day for sure.
And here it is. Oh man. You know, so many of these, I wish we could just listen to the whole song, you know? Maybe that's what it is about summer song. Most of them, all the ones we've heard so far, I thought, oh, I could listen to that a lot. I could listen to the whole song every time.
Right.
Well, Warren, thanks for that. Mia in Brookfield will go to you.
Hi. This song is not very of my generation. I mean, I'm a millennial, but for some reason, it always reminds me of summer. And it's the Archies, Sugar Sugar.
Oh, what do you think about that one, Tom? You agree with that?
Well, it doesn't shout out summer to me, but it was a summer hit. And it, you know, that was the number one song of all of 1969. And, you know, you think back, oh, 1969, all the heavy music and everybody freaking out with 20-minute tunes and everything. The number one chart hit for all of 1969 was the Archies with Sugar Sugar. And you hear it now, and it is an infectious tune. Now, yeah. This is an earworm. There's no doubt about it.
And here it is. Ah, sugar. Oh. Mia, thanks a lot. That was fun to get that in. And Jim and Arborvita, we'll let you go.
Good morning.
Hi. Thanks for calling.
Well, thank you. I had two songs to give. The first one is Beach Baby by First Class. And I just tuned in late, so I don't know if you already did that song. But it was from 1974. And the second song was Sunny Day from the rock band, Canadian band Lighthouse.
Oh, okay.
Lighthouse is an unusual band because they never really made it, but they were an early horn band. I mean, that was a 9 or a 10-piece band. And they had a hit with One Fine Morning. And the thing I remember about that most is it's so oddly mixed. The percussion is just, you think, is this right? But One Fine Morning was their big hit on a minor label. And then the song that you're talking about, I'm sure, is on that album. And the Beach Baby, I remember that tune. It's an odd tune because they get into the latter part of it and it just won't stop. It just keeps, you keep waiting for it to fade out and it won't. But yeah, that was a big, big hit. And I'll plead ignorance on the Lighthouse tune. But again, they were a large band in like Chicago and Blood, Sweat, and Tears that never certainly got to that level.
Yeah. Well, here we go with Beach Baby. Now, there's one I hadn't thought of that one in a long, long time. We got the other one, Tyler? No, we don't have the other one. Tyler's fingers are magic, but it's sometimes impossible to keep that up. You know what? We talked a bit earlier. Somebody called about Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny. That's a novelty song, Brian Hyland. And I'm pretty sure Tyler's got that one. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid.
that somebody would say,
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore.
So there, we got that in. You know, you even had some show tunes pop up on your list. There was a surprise rendition of Summertime, and I think Tyler's got that.
Summertime, time, time, child, the living's easy. Fish are jumping now.
Little Janis Joplin there.
Janis, that's from my favorite album by her, Cheap Thrills. And Summertime, and she, it's like Patsy Cline taking a song and making it her own, like Willie Nelson's Crazy. She takes that show tune and just makes it her own. Many, many people have recorded Summertime, including Sam Cooke, but Janis sure makes it her own on that one.
Yeah, absolutely. And Sam Cooke did have a nice version of it. Let's take another call. Bill in Trevor, thank you for calling.
Hey, Larry.
Hi, thanks for calling. What do you got for us?
What I'm thinking is my favorite summer song is On Summer Nights by Marianne Faithfull.
Ah, On Summer Nights by Marianne Faithfull.
Marianne Faithfull, of course, she cannot escape the relationship to Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones, and her, you know, the big hit was a Stones song, As Tears Go By. She emerged later with some stuff, Broken English and a couple of interesting albums. I admit I don't know that song.
Well,
but Marianne Faithfull has she's got cred on her own apart from the Stones, that's for sure.
Well, here she is.
Now you'll hold me tight and say our love will always be this way on summer night.
Ah, that one I don't recall that one at all.
I don't either, but it's going on my list. That thank.
Yeah, it's pretty, Bill. Thank you. Appreciate it. That's a pretty song. And I don't know why I just don't, that just not coming into my brain.
I don't think it was a hit. I don't think it was on the radio at all.
Bob in Menominee County, up in the UP.
Hey there.
Hi.
Larry, thanks for getting me on.
Sure thing. What do you got for us?
For me, the epitome of lazy, laid back is Summer by War.
Oh, Summer by War. What do you think, Tom?
War certainly could be. They were a groove band before the term was there for groove bands. I mean, they could just hit a tempo and just stay with it, whether it was all-day music or whether it was the song that we have coming up in the background. War, some people will be mad when I make this comparison, but kind of a Bob Marley thing as far as they hook into a feel or Kutipeda, it just and won't let go, and that's good. It's just very relaxing. I agree, great for summer listening.
So listen a little more. That's a nice tune. Very nice tune.
Little plug for Disneyland there.
Jim in Newport Township, Illinois.
Yes, one point to make and one addition to the list. The Alan Sherman recording of Here I Am at Camp Renata.
Yeah.
You forgot to mention that song was actually written by the one and only Jackie Gleason. But my addition to the list is Marty Robbins' Love Letters in the Sand.
Yeah, I bet we've got. I bet you we're going to be able to come up with Marty Robinson, Love Letters in the Sand. Is that true, Tom, on Jackie Gleason?
I'm not doubting our listener. I would have to double check that. I did not know that. I would have thought that Alan Sherman himself wrote that, but to be honest, I'd have to check sources on that one. But Jackie Gleason, a very talented guy. I can't verify that. That's worth looking into. But the other tune, Love Letters in the Sand, that was just many people have recorded it, including the great Marty Robbins. But the mega hit was by Pat Boone. And he just, went to number one for 12 weeks. And, I mean, I'm struggling to not start singing it. It's one of those kind of tunes that as soon as you hear the title, you want to go for it.
Let's hear Pat Boone. I think Tyler's got Pat Boone up.
Like today, we pass the time away, writing love letters in the sand.
Oh, yeah. Pat Boone. I remember that. I remember when that song came out. Aging you and me probably a little bit here, Tom.
But your listener is right as far as the fact that, I mean, a lot of people have recorded that over the years, and it's because it's such a huge hit, and it's a song that hangs in there. It's kind of got that slow feel to it, and that it's just, and Pat Boone gets ripped on a lot, but he makes that work.
Yeah, maybe we can go out for a little break on that. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Larry Mueller.
Meant nothing to you, now my broken heart aches with every wave that breaks over love.
A sea monster is attacking ships all over the world in the 1860s, and oceanographer Pierre Aronnax has joined the hunt. When he finds the creature, the adventure truly begins, as he and two companions are thrown overboard and rescued by Captain Nemo aboard the Nautilus. Join us for 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea by Jules Verne, today at 12:30 on Chapter a Day.
Stevie Wonder. I wonder, that was not a really popular song, was it, Tom?
No, you nailed it. That is really in the Stevie Wonder interim between the big hit singles of Uptight and Signed, Sealed, Delivered, and before he really hit the album stride with Talking Book and The Satisfaction and You're the Sunshine of My Life. That comes between those two huge eras. It's on an album called Music of My Mind, which really had no hits on it, but that's a beautiful tune. And even in his non-radio days, he was making great, great music. And that's, again, I'd put that ballad up against anything else he's done. It's beautiful.
That really beautiful. I have to give that whole song a listen to. I don't think I've ever heard it. I don't think I've ever heard it. Oh, very pretty. You know, we got some emails I did want to bring in. Susan emailed. We talked about Frank Sinatra, old Blue Eyes, earlier. Susan emailed. She saw Sinatra at the Kalamazoo Wings Stadium in the late 70s. Susan says he was a tiny dot far, far away at a stage in a hockey stadium, but we were in the same room breathing the same air.
I've been at concerts where I felt that way. Absolutely. I just exactly what she says. I'm in the same room, and there he is.
Yeah.
Not with Sinatra, but with other performers.
Myron and Montella will go to you.
Hi, I don't know if you guys can go back as far as me. I'm in my upper 80s. But two songs I remember as a youngster was those Lazy, Hazy, Crazy Days of Summer and also Cruising Down the River on a Sunday Afternoon.
And thanks for calling, Myron. And the Lazy, Hazy Days of Summer, I think we just played that, didn't we? Or we did,
yes.
Yeah, you just missed that one. And Cruising Down the River, I don't remember who.
That could apply to several things. I don't specifically know Cruising Down the River. But that's one of those maybe partial lyrics or whatever, yeah, that could apply to several things.
Yeah, it could. Although there's one version of it that I think I sang when I was in a barbershop quartet a long time ago. Cruising down the river on a Sunday afternoon. Oh, man. Myron, thank you. You can join in too, by the way, 800-642-1234, or you could email us to ideas@wpr.org. Robin emailed when she was a kid. Her dad would always sing Poison Ivy by the Coasters. Very appropriate since she kept getting Poison Ivy, which was definitely a summer thing.
I mentioned being at Boy Scout camp where I'm volunteering for part of the summer, and there are a couple of places on that camp that are no longer used that I want to go, but I can't go there because of my fear of poison ivy. I know what it looks like, but I just thought, I'm not going to risk going down in that ravine just because I there's too much. I know there's stuff down there. So
here it is. There we go. Well, the 70s had some summer tunes. The Lovin' Spoonful had a nice one, and I'm pretty sure Tyler's got that one, Summer in the City.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match head. But at night, it's a different world.
And there's another one, too. I think. Let's talk about that one for a minute.
Well, Summer in the City, the Lovin' Spoonful, what a versatile band. They, everything from the ballads like Darlin' Be Home Soon to You're Gonna Have to Make Up Your Mind, and of course, Do You Believe in Magic? Those guys, that quartet was just really kind of a forerunner of Creedence or something, as far as very simplistic in a good way, as far as getting those melodies across, just beautiful. And then after they broke up, John Sebastian never really fulfilled what we were thinking he could do, but with the Lovin' Spoonful, a remarkable quartet, just tune after tune for a while.
And a little funk with Sly and the Family Stone as well. What do you think, Tom?
Important, a great tune. Important band, interracial, intergender. The famous footage from Woodstock, of course. But then that other footage surfaced recently also from 1969 that was in the documentary that Questlove put out and did so well as far as the New York City parks that summer. And there's some really good footage of Sly at their peak, Larry Graham on bass, and for a while, they could really bring it. And that is a perfect summer song also.
And we got some more horns with Chicago as well. You know, a good friend of mine was the first cousin of Terry Keith. And we went to see Chicago at a bar. Chicago played at a bar. And like 2 months later, they were playing at the Dane County Coliseum to a packed crowd.
Chicago is always, for me, is like hometown band makes good. Even though I wasn't in Chicago, but it was just great to have a band from the Midwest get that big. And they sure did. That for me, that tune is right on the edge of, I like all the material before that with the pointlessly long guitar solos in there. But again, what a band. And again, they even some of the jazzers would admire them as far as having, you know, horns in the band. And I saw Stan Kenton one night just praise them to the skies. So yeah, Chicago Transit Authority, tremendously important.
Absolutely. Well, Kevin in Rochester, Minnesota has something for us. Let's go there. Hi, Kevin.
How you doing?
Good.
I love your show. It sounds great and lots of music. One song that I always have to put on June 21st is a song called Summer's Here by The Shades. They're out of Cannon Falls, Minnesota. And they had a minor hit. It's you can find it on the Big Hits of Mid-America, Soma Records label.
Do you know that one, Tom?
Well, that's interesting. He mentioned Soma because that was a Midwestern label, and for a while, just as he says, they had some hits and they had some chart action, but the small independent labels always struggled just because of finances, and then oftentimes they'd get an act that had some hits and then they'd get bought away from them. Like the Association had a couple of hits on Valiant Records, and then Warner Brothers bought the contract, so it was hard for small labels to really sustain themselves. But Soma did a good job in the Midwest, and just as he says, were strictly a kind of a Mississippi River base, River Valley a label. But to answer your question, no, I don't know that tune, but I'm glad he brought that up. And again, that label and small labels are a whole interesting study in themselves.
Yeah, it is. They are indeed. Well, here's one we know, I think, by Johnny Rivers, Summer Rain. Let's play that one. We got that one, Tyler?
Summer rain taps at my window. West wind soft as a sweet dream. My love warm as a sunshine. Sitting here by me, yeah. She's here by me.
A pretty song. I like the lyrics, and I think he wrote a lot of his own songs, did he not, Johnny Rivers?
He sure did. And again, he's underrated guy. And a fine voice, distinctive voice. You're never going to mix him up with anybody else. And, you know, he's kind of forgotten in some ways, but you go back and look at his chart record, Secret Agent Man and Poor Side of Town. Johnny Rivers, he's the real deal.
And Jim and Madison, have you got a quick one for us?
Yeah, I was thinking ELO, Electric Light Orchestra. Mr. Blue Sky.
Mr. Blue Sky. Do you know that song, Tom?
A lot of falsetto on that, as I recall. Again, another one with another one that can kind of go either way. It certainly is a weather song, and yeah, it's a summer song. Why not? Absolutely.
Well, let's listen to it. And while we're listening, I'll remind you that Tom's going to be with us right up until 12:30 today. We'll be taking a quick look at the news and finding out what else is in store for us here on the Ideas Network. And then we'll be back with Tom. But let's go out with a little of Mr. Blue Sky.
Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Where did we go wrong?
What do you say, Sherry, darling? We couldn't do one of these shows without Bruce Springsteen in it, could we, Tom?
No, absolutely. It's required.
and so that was Sherry, darling. He has songs that reflect some. Sandy, of course, is another one I know he did. And Tom, you like Sandy.
I like Sandy. It's an unusual Springsteen tune. It really doesn't sound like anything else he did, especially at that time, that's on the second album. And like the Chicago tune, there's a specific reference to the 4th of July. The reason I put Sherry Darling on there, the song we came in with, was because there's a famous recording of a live show in Cleveland where he talks about how Sherry Darling should have been a summertime single and it should have been a hit. And it wasn't, so Bruce sure considers that a summer song, so that's good enough for me. And Sandy, of course, is absolutely all the visuals of being on the beach and running after my own boss's daughter, and very much of a summer song. Absolutely.
Let's hear that one. Let's hear that one. Hey, Sandy girl, there we go. Heath in Oregon, we'll go to you. Hi, Heath.
Hello, this is a great show today. This song might age me a bit, might upset a few people, but I can't live every spring without hearing it. Alice Cooper, School's Out for Summer. And what I also thought is we can't forget the King of Surf Guitar, Dick Dale.
All right, so Dick Dale.
Dick Dale, tremendously important to the surf sound. And if you don't believe it, just ask him. I think he spent most of his waking hours talking about that. And now he belonged in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But I shouldn't joke, because Dick Dale's guitar style was widely, widely imitated and tremendously important to the whole surf sound. School's Out, I think, shows up here in just a little bit with Alice Cooper. But yeah, Dick Dale, once again, we're back to Beach Boys and even pre-Beach Boys and that entire West Coast sound.
Well, here's Dick Dale, and then we'll switch to Alice Cooper, maybe. Yeah. He could pick the guitar a bit, couldn't he? Just a little. Oh, man. And then Alice Cooper. I think we had Alice Cooper up. even Jill Nadeau, our producer, is humping around to that, to that one. Oh, my goodness me. Well, we haven't heard many, very many ladies yet, but the Go-Go's had a great summer song in Vacation. And that was on, and Vacation's on your list. And I think Tyler's probably got that. So talk a bit about that song and the group.
Well, that, again, a great summer song, and I think it's easy to write the Go-Go's off as kind of a one or a two-hit band, but that's a really interesting group. They started as an absolute punk band, and if you go back, and there's a two-CD set called Beyond the Valley of the Go-Go's, and if you go back and listen to some of that early stuff, I mean, it's as punk as you want to go. A couple of there's some stuff on there I would not quote here on the air. but then they got a producer, and he kind of took them in a different direction, I guess I'd say. But the Go-Go's tremendously important band in the early 80s. There were others, of course, the Bangles, the Runaways, all from different eras, but the Go-Go's are right up there with them.
And there, we've got one by Bananarama, and what the heck happened to that band?
They had two hits. They had this one. They had one a little bit later, but this Bananarama, in spite of the name of the band, maybe the song is like the name of the band. It's kind of an earworm. Once you hear the word Bananarama, you can't forget it. And the same with this Cruel Summer. It's the same kind of thing as far as it kind of sticks in your head. It won't go away whether you want it to or not. They were kind of a short-lived group. I would not put them on the level of importance as some of the others I just mentioned, but they had two pretty good-sized hits.
Well, let's listen to that one. Like that.
Yeah.
Like that. Brett in Monroe, we'll give you a chance now. Hi, Brett.
Hey, Larry, can you hear me all right?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Hey, first-time caller, love your show. Your screener told me this is on the list, but Summer Breeze by Fields and Cross. I can't forget that one.
Ah, Summer Breeze.
That got left off the list. I'm glad you called, because Summer Breeze, Seals and Crofts, again, they didn't have a lot of hits, but the hits they had were very big, and that's one of them, certainly. I'm glad you added that into today's show, because Summer Breeze absolutely belongs here.
Let's listen.
Summer Breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine.
Yeah, Brett, I'm glad you called, because that was not on the list. So it was great. Well, as long as we're at it, let's go to Ron in La Crosse. Hey, Ron.
Yes, there's one song, and it's kind of like, well, I'm going to start playing it here. It's Barbara Streisand singing this.
We can pull it. I tell you what, we can pull it up. Let's see. I think but lazy. It's a lazy afternoon. Barbara Streisand. What do you think, Tom?
That's getting into her later era. The hits have dried up for her, but she's still putting out. She's become an album artist by that point. And Lazy Afternoon is the name of one of her albums from, I want to say, late 70s. But she still has the voice. She's still able to really excel with the ballads, and certainly that's one of them. It was not a chart single, but it fits, certainly.
Let's listen. I guess you could do a really slow waltz to that one.
Yeah, I was praising Frank Sinatra earlier. There's such a thing as taking it too slow, for me anyway. But sorry, Barbara, love you.
Ron, thank you. Oh, you can join in too. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us at ideas@wpr.org, ideas@wpr.org. Bryan Adams had a string of hits in the 80s, including, I think, the one that Tyler's got up next, which is Summer. Let's hear a little of Bryan Adams. Bryan Adams.
He had a string of hits, just as you said, Larry. And I think in some ways that tune really punches all the buttons as far as nostalgia and lost love and looking back. And so many of the tunes that that we've played today about summer are reminiscing in different ways as far as youthful situations and maybe better days. And certainly that one is.
He's still out there.
He is.
He's still out and doing shows kind of around the world, actually, many different places. He was a lot in Europe. I have a couple of friends who actually worked on his crew, and from Canada, and they had some great stories about Bryan Adams. Hey, he likes to play golf too. So, which they did, and so a lot of golf was played with Bryan Adams around the world.
Wow,
very, very cool. Well, we have an anthem for a lot of kids in June from Alice Cooper. Oh, we've got that one. We played that already. Yeah, that was a caller request. I forgot that. Well, tell us about the hit. From this hit from the Motels. Well, let's listen to it first if we've got it up. Talk about the Motels, and that was suddenly last summer.
Right. Interesting band, three guys and a female vocal, and limited chart success. But that tune really just screams out early 1980s to me as far as the production of the music, and everything about that is just, that encapsulates a lot of early 80s stuff for me, for good or for bad. But I think that's a really, that's a nice tune. That's a hit single, and again, it works, I think. But again, they kind of came and went very quickly.
Yeah. Let's take another call. Go to Judy in New Glarus next. Hi, Judy.
Hi.
What have you got for us?
I think that one of the female singers that really epitomized the summer is Dina Carter, and especially her song Strawberry Wine.
Mm. Talk
about it's on her album. I shaved my legs for this, so it kind of fits right in there in summer.
Oh, Judy, thanks. We'll see if we can pull that one up. But comment about Dina Carter.
I'm glad that she said the name of the album. Dina Carter is very underrated as an artist. And again, I would say she's more of an album artist, known for her concerts and albums more than the singles. But certainly this does fit into the summer theme. And I'm glad she called to add this to it.
There it is. Let's listen. Like that.
The other thing I'd say about that is she has a country voice. That there's just no mistaking. I mean, that she's hit her genre. That's a country song because she's got a country voice.
And here's another woman artist with a summer song. I believe we have up Lana Del Rey. Yeah.
When Lana Del Rey came on the scene with her song Video Game, I was just afraid she was going to be a one-hit wonder just because it was such a distinctive tune and so recognizable. I thought she'd be going away, but I'm glad she didn't, because she's been able to have a career and some other tunes and, an interesting voice.
Yeah, for sure. I agree. Very interesting voice and interesting song. Well, we have David in Chippewa Falls up next on the line. Let's go to David and see what's on his mind.
Hey, fellas.
Hi.
I got one that's not a big hit, but it's from the best pop band of the 80s and 90s. It's called Night Swimming, a little bit of a coming-of-age song from a band by the name of R.E.M. And I dedicate it to my brother Brendan, who will probably be taking a dip in the family pond this evening.
R.E.M. What about R.E.M., Tom?
Great band, Athens, Georgia. As much as popular as they were still underrated. They had some hits middle to later part of their career. But yeah, R.E.M., a wonderful band. I think they like night songs. They have a tune called Gardening at Night. And yeah, it's a really fine band. And as the leader points out, they have legions of devoted fans. And
Here, let's listen to it. Water's out, the moon is low tonight. Night Swimming. It's a pretty song, too.
It is. Another very distinctive voice. You're not going to confuse Michael Stipe with anybody else. I saw him a couple of times, and they were just tremendous.
Country song. Kenny Chesney's got one, and let's listen to a bit of Kenny.
I've been up to my neck, working 6 days a week. Wearing holes in the soles of the shoes on my feet. Been dreaming of getting away since I don't know. Ain't no better time than now for Mexico. No shoes,
Kenny Chesney.
Sounds like he's trying to take a page from the Jimmy Buffett book there a little bit as far as the steel drums and all. But again, that's a fun song. Definitely a summer beach song.
And let's try, we've got Boys of Summer had a big solo, was a big solo hit from the Boys of Summer and the artist Don Henley.
Another song of longing, absolutely, as far as, and again, but this one with a driving rhythm and a driving beat, just pushing it forward. And of course, the greatest line in the song, I saw a Deadhead sticker on a Cadillac, and things keep changing. You can't go back. You can remember the past, but don't try to live there. Interesting. A fine summer song.
And the last one on your list, let's go out with this hit from Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta. They didn't have too many hits together.
No, that was a one-off from the Grease movie soundtrack. But it's and that was kind of near the end of Olivia Newton-John's tremendous chart run. But it was a fun song and a good summer song. And as you say, I thought I'd put that on there to wrap things up, for knowing that the list cannot be all-inclusive. Winding it down for now with kind of a fun one from those two.
Well, it's always a pleasure, Tom, and it was great fun. Thank you so much for the list and for giving us some really great music. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And thanks to Tyler Detter, our engineer, whose magic fingers were working overtime today. Tom, by the way, has his book is Sound Bites, A Lifetime of Listening, and you can hear him on his podcast, The Vinyl Approach. Great fun to do this with him. We have him on. He'll be back, I'm sure, for Christmas songs. Always fun. And I hope you'll stay with us right through the afternoon. Lots in store on the Ideas Network. I'm Larry Mueller.